Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
This is where you at. You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. I am Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Sean P. The title of the song is Jesus. And yes, he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. In the studio, I'm not alone. Hey, hey, hey. Ngihamba nendlovukazi. I'm trying. Okay, we will deal with that. We will fix it. It's been a minute. It's always awesome to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Sibongile.
Ungayidonsa kancane, ithikusondele kancane. Ingathi iyakubingelela. Yabona ufana nawe.
Sanibonani.
Igqoke emakhala wakho, yebo?
Oh yes, simeshile.
Oh my, welcome, Pastor Anna Matlana. It's been a minute.
Thank you so much, Sibongile. I missed you and my family.
This one month thing is not doing us justice.
No.
Yeah, and last month we were on the phone.
No, yes, yes, yes.
But today we are here and we praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
So we are basing our talk on the book of 1 Peter 5 verses 10.
Oh yes, we are looking at 1 Peter 5 verse 10. And today we are just going to encourage our family members, Sibongile, to try and make them understand that in life, life has its own time.
Yeah.
You know, God allows both good and the bad to happen in our lives.
Mm.
So God permits the good and the bad to happen.
Mm.
And Sibongile, I've noticed that God intervened in the majority of unpleasant situations in the Bible that began badly, but the end was very good.
Sure.
So today we're just here to encourage our family members to say, after all things have been done, the God of all grace, the Bible says God himself will come and restore and confirm and strengthen and establish you. And we are trusting the Lord to do exactly that today as we encourage each other in our journey with the Lord. Sibongile. So we are going to look at 1 Peter 5, verse number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, it reads as follows. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Sibongile, this verse tells us that a time is coming when God will restore us to a better position than the one which we are on right now.
Yeah.
However, it first states, ukuthi, after you have suffered a little while.
Eish.
Now, the Bible acknowledges that God allows us, his beloved,
to go through
a period of suffering.
Mm.
But it gives us a hope that after a while, he will restore us again and make us strong again.
Mm.
And God will return us to or we will return things to their previous state, sisibongile.
Mm-hmm.
And today I want to share with my family the mm-hmm. four keys from the verse that we just read.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think these are the things that I have discovered when I was reading this word. Number one, I have just highlighted, it says after a time of suffering, and that God allows us to go through that period of shaking, the period where we feel uncomfortable. But the Bible says after the time of suffering. So I don't know, my family, what will be your time of suffering. To others, the time of suffering, it might be the financial difficulties.
Mm.
To some, it might be sicknesses, health. To some, it might be different things, sisibongile. But the Bible says after the trials, after the hardships, the persecution, the pains, it says that the God of all grace will come. He will come himself to restore. And the first point that I want us to look at is after the time of suffering, that there is a time that God appoints, the time of suffering. And I said when I started, God appoints the good times and the bad times. He allows them that we get the opportunity to experience both the good and the bad.
Mm.
So after the time of suffering, it doesn't end there. Our story will not end in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to also say to our family members that your story is not going to end in pain.
Yeah.
It's not going to end in tears. It's not going to end in suffering or struggle, but it will end in praise. It will end in restoration, because the Bible says after all these things has happened, God himself will come to restore us.
Sure.
Number two, it shows us this verse that the Lord will repair the damages. And this reminded me of the book of John 10:10, where the Bible highlights that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So this verse, in this verse, we are assured that after every chaotic situation we have faced, the Lord will come to restore. The Lord will come to strengthen and establish us again. Whether at the time of chaos was happening in your life, it does not matter how much it has impacted you. The Bible says the Lord will come and he will repair the damages. He will fix it. He will fix the things which have been damaged in our lives. As John 10:10 says that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So after these things has happened, the Lord himself will come to repair the damages. He will come to fix what the enemy has destroyed. He will come to give us back what the enemy has stolen from us. He will come to give us what belongs to us. God is capable, sisibongile and my family, of repairing our damages. And we shouldn't doubt whenever we go through the time or the period where everything is falling apart.
Yeah.
God will come to fix it all. God will come to revive us, to restore us in the name of Jesus, so that we can experience a time of restoration. He will take what was shattered, empilweni zethu, and bring forth restoration in those areas that mean the most to us, sisibongile.
Sure.
Number three, God will make things better than before.
Yeah.
I believe after the shaking, after the pain, after the struggle, the persecution, the pain, God is able, sisibongile, to give us better, to restore to us better than before. And this reminded me of Job. In the book of Job, chapter 42, verse number 10, it reminds us that when God restored Job, he restored to him double. He gave to him double. And I want to say to my family members, it doesn't matter what is happening right now. Things may be falling apart. Job also got that opportunity where he he was losing everything that was dear to him, where he was suffering the losses, suffering different things that were coming against his life. But God, when he rewarded him, he rewarded to him double. He returned to him double of what he had already lost. Mm. So after experiencing the losses and the suffering, God came in and he gave a job and make things to be better than before for him.
Yeah.
And I believe, Sispongile, that we are not just going through difficult times.
Mm.
God has always has a reason and has a plan. He has a reason. God does not just put us through a difficult season for no reason. Mm. When God puts us in a different season, there is a good reason behind the bed.
Mm.
So whatever that you are going through, my family, do not be discouraged.
Mm.
Do not be discouraged. Don't feel like, the Lord does not really care about me or my family. The Lord cares for you. But after all these things has happened, he will come. He will restore you and he will make things better than before. Somebody might say, but Pastor, maybe you don't understand. Kona manje, as we speak, they have taken my car. They have repossessed my house. I have lost my job. God says to you today, my family, I will come. I will restore. I will restore. This is just a period of shaking. It's not a permanent situation.
Mm.
It's not a permanent thing. It's just a season, Sispongile. It's just another storm. It will pass. And after you have been through that, the Lord himself will come and he will work out things for your good.
Yeah.
And the last one, it says, it shows that a new beginning awaits for us.
Mm.
And I believe, Sispongile, that 2025, God is in a business of creating a fresh start and bringing wholeness to our lives. And we should not doubt that. It does not matter what we go through. Sometimes we go through the mountains. Sometimes it's through the valleys. Sometimes it's through good times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we cry. It does not matter what you are going through.
Yeah.
Hold on to this, that 2025, God is turning things around for our good.
Mm.
Things are going to shift for our good. It doesn't matter what is happening right now. God is able to turn things around. And as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9, the Bible says, Lapo, no eye has seen,
no ear has heard,
and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. The Lord has prepared something good for you, my family, has prepared something good for your family, good for your children, good for your husband, good for your siblings. Something good is coming, and no eye has seen, no ear has heard what the Lord has planned, what the Lord has in store for you. But what God requires from us, Sispongile, during these tough times is to keep the faith, is to keep believing, is to keep trusting, and to keep hoping. We should not let hope, our hope, to die during these tough times. But we should allow our faith to rise, our faith to be alive, and our faith to be strong. I believe that the future the Lord has in store for us is beyond our comprehension. And it is filled with potential and hope. And we should never give up, no matter what is happening and no matter what we come across during this time. And I want to say this to Sispongile, that maybe now as I'm speaking to somebody who wants to give up, somebody who's feeling overwhelmed, sorrowful, and in confusion because of their current circumstances. But I'm saying to them, take heart, be courageous right now, and know that the Lord is at work in your life. Just because he has allowed this period, it does not mean you are forsaken. Just because the Lord has allowed this period in your life, it does not mean that you are unloved. The Lord still loves you. He allows the beloved to go through tough times as well. So there will come a time, Sispongile, where we will look back and be grateful that we did not give up. Because, you know, the difficult times must figure. They come so strong, so powerful, to a point that they will shake you, to a point where you feel like, I just want to give up. I cannot do this again. What
does it help? I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm going to church, I'm doing this, I'm serving, I'm faithful. You know, there are times where you feel like that and everything around you just say to you, give up, give up, give up. This is not working for you. But I want to say to my family members, there will come a time where you're going to be so grateful that you did not give up when everything around you was giving you a reason for you to give up. You know, when the struggles and the pain and the pressure was just too much for you, but you did not give up. A time is coming, a time of restoration, where God is just going to turn around things around for your good. And I believe that time is coming, Sis Bongile. You know, God works in amazing ways. If you want to understand him, you cannot understand God. And how he works, it always shocks me, Sis Bongile, that at a time where we want to give up, when at a time when we are saying, God, I have tried it all, I have done my best, and I don't even know what to do anymore, there's nothing more to be done, that is at that time where God will just come in and show up. I remembered as I was preparing for this that God allowed Lazarus to die. He allowed Lazarus to die. And after he died, he showed up. And it was not only Lazarus, Sis Bongile. The Bible tells us, go 2 Corinthians chapter 12. My family will read it from 7 to 10. That Paul endured a thorn in the flesh. And God permitted him to endure the thorn in the flesh. And during that time where he was saying, God is too much for me, God, I cannot deal with this anymore, God said to him, My grace is sufficient for you. And that reminds us, Sis Bongile, that during our time where we are feeling so out of power, out of breath, when we are feeling weak, down and out, that is where God comes in and strengthen us and give us strength. And this was what God wanted to show in the weaknesses of Paul, to say, when you are weak, I am strong. So my family, you may be in that time where you are feeling weak day by day, but remember that the Lord is your strength, and the Lord is going to strengthen you during that time, as he gave Paul the grace to bear the thorn in his flesh. The Lord will do the same for you. And then number two person that I want us to look at is Simon Peter. Jesus permitted Simon to go through a period of sifting. He says to him, Simon, I have seen something. Something is coming in your life.
Yeah.
Isn't that when Jesus says to us something is coming, we want to be excited and we say, I know it's a blessing. I know it's a breakthrough. But this time it was not a breakthrough. It was not a blessing. He's saying to him, Simon, something is coming. The enemy has asked to sift all of you like wheat. And I love King James because it's personal. Yeah. It says the Satan has asked to sift you, to sift you like wheat. And he says to him, I'm not going to take away this period because it's a good period for you. He says to him, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed that your faith will not fail. And it says after, because today we are all about after, my family. It says after you have overcome all these trials, after you have gone through the hardships, the Bible says, and then you will go out to strengthen others and remind them that the Lord is good and that the Lord is powerful. And the last one is Job, my family.
Yeah.
You know, he has went through the mountains, the valleys, mockery, insults. He has went through it all, you know, the rejection, and everything, rejected by friends, rejected by those he trusted and loved. But after it, all of that has happened, God came, God restored Job, and he made things better than before for him. And trust the Lord even during this time that he will come through for you.
Not a time to give up. It's not a time to give up. He will make a way. He's busy. Oh, you just said it. He's busy.
Oh, yes.
He's doing something right in the back.
Oh, yes.
Like in your life. So keep holding on. We're coming back with Pastor Anna Motlana, taking the sounds of Matima Muremi. Make a way.
Oh, yes.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
So yes, my family, we gave you the sounds from Matima Muremi. Actually, it's spirit music featuring Matima Muremi. And the title of the song is Make a Way. Before I continue with Muruti, I just want to remind you, my family, that on Saturday, 30th of August, from 11 o'clock up until 1 o'clock, we'll be live at Queen's Corner, Pretoria, for our special outside broadcast where you can meet your favorite presenters. And do remember that it's still August. And August is our birthday month, and our birthday wish is to bring joy to the most vulnerable amongst us, children in need, children in children's homes, by providing essentials like stationaries, like school stationaries, non-perishable foods, toiletries. We can brighten their daily lives. So we invite you to join us, bring your gift, and help us to make a difference together, because Radio Pulpit is where hope comes alive. That's us.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It is us, Radio Pulpit, with you 24/7. And I am not alone today right here on Heart to Heart. I'm with Pastor Anam Motlana, and we are talking on the scripture. Our scripture base is 1 Peter 5 verses 10. And the topic is after you have suffered. And I've always asked myself, what's the purpose of suffering? The purpose of suffering. What's the purpose? I think, could we say that it's for the refinement? I loved what another husband wrote. They, together with his wife, were going through a really tough time. Like horrible things were happening in that marriage. And then he says at the end, I'm grateful for the Lord for this period that we have gone through.
Yeah.
Because we are coming out better. Now we know better. And he says, now I love you more. And I was like, what? After you have suffered, now I love you more. So is that the purpose of the suffering? To refine us, to make us better, to come out like gold?
Definitely, says Bongile. And it's also for growth. Growth and maturity. I have noticed that does not just come from a place where when everything is going smooth for you. If you want to experience amazing growth in your life, you have to go through a period of suffering. You have to go through trials and hardships. You need to be shaken, you know, because during that time, there are lessons, valuable lessons that the Lord is teaching you. And the prayer of my heart is that to all my family members who are going through something today, I pray that they will not miss a lesson in this season, because every season and every difficult season that comes to us come with a valuable lesson. And may we all be able to know what kind of a lesson is the Lord trying to teach us in the midst of it all. But growth The time of elevation, you will not be elevated unless you go through something. You will not be promoted nasemsebenzini unless you go through
the testings.
Yes.
A family member on the line. Hello to you, my family.
Hello, sisibongile nomfundisi ninjani.
Sikhona babunkosi. Welcome, welcome.
Siyaphila babunkosi.
Siyabonga. Hayi. Yabona umfundisi ukhuluma ngento enzima kakhulu.
Yeah.
Ngoba thina izwi sikhona ukulifundela abanye abantu.
Yo, yo. Babunkosi.
Kepha uma seliqondene nami sokufuneka ngilenze kuba nzima.
Eish.
Ngobe ngiyabafundela abanye abantu ngithi uNkulunkulu uthi uma undlula emfuleni emanzini uzodlula
nawe.
Uma undlula emlilweni uzoba nawe. Mara mina ngifuna ukundlula kulo mlilo.
Eish. Yeah.
Angifuni ukundlula kulamanzi.
Hmm.
Ngoba akasithembisana ukuthi asina undlule emfuleni.
Mhm.
Akasithembisana ukuthi asina undlule emlilweni.
Mhm.
Ake kundlule emlilweni wazandleni kuwo.
Mhm.
Kule kungene kuwo kuze undlule kuwo.
Yeah.
Manje asifuni lokungena.
Yeah.
Inkinga yethu leyo. Kanti ngale kwalo mlilo kuyila kune-testimony khona.
Mhm.
Uma ungakazi undlule kuma trials no testimony. Manje sifuna ama trials mara sifuna ama testimony. Andakusilula sisibongile. Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami.
Wow.
Thank you, Babunkosi.
Thank you, Babunkosi. Wow. Babunkosi says the problem with us is that we just want the testimonies, but we don't want to go through the waters. We don't want to go through the fires.
Oh, yes.
He says God didn't say we won't go through the fires and the waters. He never said that. In actual fact, I'm going to add on what he says. Jesus says, in the world, you will find tribulations.
Yeah.
So because we are in the world, we should expect the fires. We should expect the waters. But he says, we study the word for other people. So I can come and tell you and encourage you and say, you will pass through the waters. But I myself don't want to pass that.
Yeah.
And there's no testimony without passing through that.
So true, Sis Bongile. And, and may the Lord help us, honestly speaking, that whatever that we preach, we must be able not to portray.
Let it preach to me first.
Yes,
yeah.
That is so true. And indeed, the Lord did not promise us good times only. And he never said there will not be attacks, because Isaiah 54:54 verse 17, it says that no weapon formed against you that will be able to prosper. And that shows that the Lord has already prepared us that these things will come. So what the Lord has promised us in the midst of it all is victory, that every time when we go through these things, we will come
out victorious. We are guaranteed of victory.
Yes. He promised us victory over everything, says Bongile. Romans 8 says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. So in everything that we go through in life, the Lord, one thing that he has promised is victory. So we are victorious.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what you go through in life.
Mm.
You will come out victorious.
Mm.
You will come out victorious because the Lord is there together with you and helping you through and as you go through the challenges of life.
The Bible doesn't tell us what Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said as they were in the fire, as they were going into the fire. We are told about what they said before they faced the fire.
Mm.
And I think sometimes that silence says to me, then what am I supposed to do when I go into the fire? Yes, I've already said I will not bow. Yeah, bring it on. And then now I'm faced with the fire. What do I say and do in that state?
When you are in the midst of the challenges of difficulties, trust in the Lord. trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I pray that you will trust in the Lord more than you trust your situation, more than you trust the opposition. Because sometimes when the going really gets tough,
We end up professing.
We change the focus now. Yeah. And we become like Peter. We start screaming and saying, hey, why are you sleeping while we are dying? But who told you that you're going to die?
And now because we have forgotten that we walked on water.
Yes. You know, so when the going gets tough, hold on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Mm.
Trust in the power of prayer. Don't be that Christian who says, because now I'm going through a lot, I can't even attend prayer meetings. You know, I'm still dealing with this type of a situation. That situation needs prayer. That situation needs prayer. Prayer is the only solution that you have. So even if you don't feel like praying because of the pressure, because of the heaviness, because of the stress and the confusion, frustration, but force yourself to pray. Because when you pray, you are inviting God into your situation. So don't be that Christian who's going to say, I'm still dealing with this. How are you dealing with your situation? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So if you're going to stop praying, stop fellowshipping and stop praising and stop reading the word, then ama weapons wako, which weapons are you going to use? What's going to help you to come through out of that situation victorious? We should not stop even when we go through a difficult time, but we should allow the Lord to
help us. So it's time to launch into the deep?
Oh yes, definitely. Definitely. It's time for us to go deeper and deeper and seek the Lord like never before. And allow the Lord to help us and allow the Lord to comfort us. Allow the Lord to speak and to direct, because that's another problem that we have. When we go through difficulty, we fail to follow the instructions of the Lord. We want things to happen our own way. And it is a prayer of my heart that when you go through difficult time, let the Holy Spirit be the one who leads you.
Kifilo Mabeta says, good afternoon, Pastor A and Sister Swongile. Pray without ceasing. Oh, yes. Pray without ceasing. And hello to Pietra Small. Pietra is in the Netherlands and in Nederland right now. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us right there. Shomuruti, time is not a time. Tatan Makamwe, I understand you today. Time. Let's close it, Ma, so we can pray for the body of Christ. So many of us are finding ourselves in these waters and fires, and it's really hard. Sometimes we don't even know who to tell any longer, who understands. But I'm delighted to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm delighted to know that God is at work. I'm delighted to know there's restoration. There is repair. God makes all things better after it all. So what do we say in closure?
In closure, Sisbongile, I want to say to my family that if you are going through a storm, a difficult time, remain strong in the Lord, remain firm, trust in the Lord, remain steadfast, knowing that you are not alone. Babu Nkosi has just quoted that verse in Isaiah 43, where the Bible says, when you go through the deep waters, I am there with you. When you go through the fires, I'm also there. So know that you are not alone. The Lord is with you, and your story will end in praise. Your story will end in praise. And today I declare upon that situation that when you least expect it, the Lord will show up. When you least expect it, the Lord will suddenly move in your situation. I know that some of our family members has come to a point of saying, now it's my time to give up. I have tried everything that I needed to try. Now give God a chance, give God an opportunity to work. And I want to say to my family, trust him again. Trust him again. Believe in him again. Have faith in God again, and let him move in your life like never before. And I believe the Lord for your turnaround in that situation.
Muruti, for us who'd like to talk to you directly, how do we get hold of you?
I'm available on WhatsApp, and my number is 071-324-8584. 0713248584. I am available on Facebook as Wise Women in Prayer Group. Mm-hmm. If you're inbox, we will surely respond.
Yeah, Moruti, thank you so much for ministering to us. Aiki Filio cannot help herself. There is hope in the storm. So she's quoting as you go. She's quoting, and we thank God for that.
Yes.
Yeah, because may we be the doers, Kifilwe, you and I, may we be the doers and all family members and not only the hearers. Mm. We get excited with the word of God whenever the word of God talks to us. And then when we go through the fires, let's remember Babunkosi. Yo, it's time. Let's do this. Yes. Let's remember Pastor Anna Motlana to say we are with the Lord. So wherever you at, may the Lord be your strength. And be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm going to allow you to just lead us in prayer as we pray for the body of Christ, for everybody who might be going through that season that we are talking about.
Oh, yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace. Father God, we give you the glory and the honor. We thank you for all the seasons, the period of shaking, the period of trials, persecutions, and hardships that you have released in our lives. We thank you that whenever you do something, it's for a reason and it's for the purpose. My God, we give you the glory for our family members that have been going through a period of shaking, yet they have not gave up in the challenges that they have been faced with. Oh God, we thank you that they are still holding on, trusting and believing that you will move and change things around for them. Spirit of the living God, we give all the situations today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every difficult challenge, every stubborn situation, every mountain that is standing before your people, oh God, we hand it all to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray that you will step in. We pray that you will take over the battles, take over the warfare, take over the struggles and the sufferings, and we pray for a season of turnaround. You promised us today for a season of restoration, a season of strengthening, a season of a turnaround. Let it come in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those who are believing you right now. Let the season be released unto them now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory and the honor, and we appreciate you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Moruti. May the Lord keep keeping you. You drove all the way.
All the way.
You passed all these accidents.
The mountains and the valleys.
May the Lord keep covering you.
Amen.
And get home safe. Amen. And sound. Pass our love and greetings.
Amen.
Thank you for allowing God to speak to us through your voice.
Thank you. May he
do more, touch more lives through you. Unbreakable Spirit saying, good afternoon. I am going through a season of pain and shaking as you were ministering. I'm looking forward to resigning from work. Please, can I have pastor's numbers? Need some counsel. All right. We'll make sure that we put them on your WhatsApp. But for all family members, do remember that you can find Pastor Anam Motlana on Facebook as Kingdom Seekers Pastor or PS Motlana. And the number 071-324-8584.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.